The novels of Debbie Macomber bring compelling relationships to life with stories that embrace family and enduring friendships, connection, and hope. Debbie has 170 million copies of her books in print. Her Cedar Cove books have become a popular series on the Hallmark Channel. Today we'll speak with Debbie about her new Christmas novel, Mr. Miracle, which will also be an original movie for the Hallmark Channel. A multi-talented woman, Debbie also owns her own tea room, Victorian Rose Tea Room, and yarn store, A Grand Yarn, named after the shop featured in her popular Blossom Street novels. Welcome, Debbie, and thanks for taking time out of your busy holiday season to visit with us on the Book Report.
Oh, it's my honor. I love this.
Thanks. Introduce us to Harry Mills, who I think is not exactly your run-of-the-mill guardian angel.
No, not at all. Harry is completely different. He is a permanent fixture at a community college. He's a literature teacher. And this is his first assignment to Earth. And he comes and he's just a little bit cocky because he's come from this perfect world of heaven to this imperfect world and in a human form. And he's having to face human emotions. And his classroom now, every person in the classroom is an assignment for him, and so he works them one at a time. This is the setup for a TV series. This is what they call a backdoor to a TV series. The pilot will air on the Hallmark Channel, and so when I wrote the book, I had to create it, the story as if it were an ongoing story with the characters.
I see. Well, tell us a little about Addie Folsom and Eric Simmons.
Addie is a lot like me in the fact that she's dyslexic and she struggled all through school. She was a rebellious teenager. She let her frustration and anger come out in negative ways. And she ran away, she didn't run away. She let her family know after a big fight with her parents that and she made a bunch of mistakes. She went out on her own without a high school education. And about 5 years later, she realizes that this was a terrible mistake. She needs her education. So she moves back home and signs up at this community college class to get her GED. And Eric is the perfect boy next door. He was the football star. You know, he was on homecoming court. He got good grades. And he taunted her. He just taunted her. And she grew up with an intense dislike for this young man. And then when she gets home, their mothers are best friends. They're both widows. They have planned this vacation for months to take a cruise over the holidays. And all of a sudden, Addie's home, and then Eric's in a car accident, and he needs help. He needs somebody there with him. And so Addie makes the sacrifice, because she doesn't like Eric, to go over and take care of him so their mothers can go on this much-needed vacation. And that's the whole premise of how the setup goes, where, he helps her, Harry Mills helps her to decide that this is the right thing to do. And so Addie takes on this assignment, so to speak, and creates a relationship with Eric that she never expected.
Right. I love that you had one angel, Celeste, working as a barista at a local coffee house. How did you come up with that stroke of brilliance?
Oh, well, Celeste, you get it, don't you? Celestial being?
Yes.
She was quite the character because she's real quirky. You know, she's got tattoos and piercings and she's cute and hip. And Harry comes and he thinks, this is not fair. How come I get the body of a middle-aged man and she's so cute?
Well, I liked him too. Now, I know you believe in angels because your dad had an experience with one. Would you share that?
Yeah, I will. It was towards the end of his life. He died about a week after this. He had a heart condition and he needed a walker, but he really disliked that walker and he resented the fact he had to use it. He got up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom, and when he finished, he realized he didn't have the strength to get back to bed, and he was leaning against the wall in the hallway thinking, what am I going to do now? And all of a sudden, there was a man in the hallway, and my dad was a farmer's son, and the man was dressed dressed as a farmer. He had on galoshes and coveralls, and just like my dad had worn as a kid. And I says, "Well, Dad, weren't you, you know, shocked to find somebody in the hallway like that?" He said, "No, I was more concerned about getting back to bed." And I said to the man, "Hey, buddy, I could use some help here." And he said the man came and put his arms around him and guided him back to bed, covered him up, and disappeared.
Wow.
And my dad told me he wasn't one to make up stories. I really believe it happened.
I do too. We're speaking with Debbie Mae Comber on The Book Report. You know, when I read Mr. Miracle, I really felt it was about second chances. Tell us about Danny Wade and why you included him in the book.
Well, like I said, this is a setup for a TV series. So I had to create, it was really stretched me as an author and as a, because every person, every secondary character in the book has their own story that can be all translated onto film later on. So Danny is the parole, the young man who's on parole. He's looking to make a better life. He wants to go straight. He's tired of dealing with prison and that lifestyle. He wants to make a positive change. So he's a great character. And then there's another character that's a returning vet who's gone through PTSD. And the Army, and a friend of mine, her grandson was injured in Iraq, and the Army gave him a dog, and the dog was instrumental in helping him deal with all of the frustrations and anger and a lot of the emotions he was having to deal with. So I gave my character the dog, and the dog is also an angel. My friend called it the comfort dog, so he has a comfort dog. Every character has a story, and it really was a wonderful experience to be able to create that.
Yeah, and it was wonderful to read it. Now, in Harry's English class, the first assignment was reading Dickens' A Christmas Carol. Not many of us know about the darker side of Dickens' childhood. Can you fill us in?
He was one of, I think, 6 or 8 children, and his father had terrible money problems and was thrown into debtor's prison. And at that time, the family went with him. But Charles's older sister, and he were of age where they could work. So the two of them ended up having to work to help their father get out of debt. And he worked in a terrible situation, and you can see what a profound impact that had on him in the other books that he wrote. He was very resentful towards his mother because even after his father got an inheritance and he was able to pay off his bills and get out of prison, but they still left the kids to work.
Oh, yeah.
And in these awful conditions. And so he never forgot that.
Mm-hmm. Well, each year, when do you start working on your Christmas novel?
Usually right around now. December, and then I finish it off in January. So I'm always already in the Christmas spirit.
Oh, that's good timing. And do you work on more than one book at a time?
I only write one book at a time, but I may end up having to work on, like I may have to do revisions or read page proofs or whatever, but I only create one at a time. But the goals that I set are generally with the books that I write. And because I'm a natural-born storyteller, early on in my career, I had to come up with a way of deciding what stories to develop, you know, what stories, what premise, because I have lots of story ideas. So I came up with words, and if the premise will align with these words, then I can develop the story. And those words are relevant. The book, the idea has to be relevant to my readers' lives. It has to be provocative. I want my readers to think. It has to be entertaining. I'm not out there to preach or give statistics or do anything else, but I'm there. My job is as an entertainer. And it has to be realistic. I mean, this has to be believable. So those are the words that I use, and if the story idea can line up with those, then I'll go with it.
I see. Well, any final thoughts about Mr. Miracle?
I just think that it's one of the strongest Christmas books I've written, and I'm so proud that Rob Morrow chose to accept the role of the lead in this, and he just did a phenomenal job, and I hope everybody enjoys the book and the movie.
All right. Well, Debbie, thank you so much for joining us today and wishing you a wonderful holiday season.
Oh, thank you, Elaine.
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye.